executives today are infamous for their very high pay. This is the result of performance-based pay in the form of bonuses or options that rewards executives for good financial results. But this may not be taking into account the impacts the decisions executives make for the wider community. Vincent Su spoke to Natalia Nikolova, Senior Lecturer in Management at University of Technology Sydney, to find out more.
How did we get to where we are today in terms of executive pay, and is that a good or a bad thing?
Executive pay has changed quite significantly, not only in Australia, but worldwide. And that change started in around the 1970s, but has become more significant since the mid-90s. While previously executives used to be paid via fixed salary, since the 70s, with the development of a shareholder value concept and ideas around the need to incentivize executives in order to increase shareholder value, more and more performance-based elements were introduced to the pay of executives. And this includes options and restricted stock that executives can obviously vest and cash out after a certain amount of time. So today we have something like 60 to 80% of executive pay being made of such variable elements, performance-based elements, the fixed part of the salary have gone significantly down. Now, you ask me whether this is a bad or good change. Now, obviously, there are different perspectives there. There are a lot of people who say this is necessary and is needed to incentivize executives to act in the best interests of the shareholders. But more and more research is showing that this change or this increase, significant increase in performance-based payment has been negative. It has led to much more short-term oriented thinking and decision-making, as well as risk-taking. Risk-taking in a sense that executives are making very risky decisions that can lead to very quick short-term results, so that increases the value of the stocks and options that they hold. But that can, in the longer term, have very negative effects.
So it's a performance-based system. So it sounds like it's meant to incentivize good management. But as you said, there are problems with it. So what exactly are those problems?
So the problems, as I said, the short-term orientation, risk-taking, but also even engaging in fraudulent behavior, such as what we call cooking the books, or changing communication around when results are to be put to the public, so that executives, so this communication can lead to increase in the stock prices, and then executives can obviously sell their options. So there's some research that shows, for example, that executives, when they're close to the time when they can vest their shares and options, in a sense when they can sell them, that they then release good results, whereas if they're far away from being able to sell their shares, then they withhold good results or good information from the market. So even things like such selective communication to the market can be the result of performance-based payments. There's also some research that demonstrates that some of the big collapses in the recent years have been due to some of these incentives. For example, the Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers collapses. So executive pay is not the main reason or the only reason why these companies have collapsed. The research has shown that these type of incentives did lead to the executives engaging in overly risky short-term behavior, and that led then to the long-term negative effects on these two companies.
So you mentioned earlier there's an issue of transparency, that executives are less likely to be transparent in performance-based pay. So I'm just wondering, what are the societal risks that comes with less transparency?
Well, firstly, we don't get the relevant information in time if it's withheld for the purposes that I explained previously, which can then lead to other economic actors not being able to make the best possible decisions at a point of time. But it's not generally the problem, is that withholding information or distorting information generally reduces the trust that we place into executives and businesses. And there have been many recent stories of misbehavior, and we generally experience at the moment a crisis of public trust in businesses and executives. So the public doesn't trust anymore that they are about, that they're doing their best for their organizations, that they're doing the best for their society. Rather, there's a lot of mistrust in how businesses are behaving and in the actions and decisions coming out of some executives. And then this involves not just the senior executives, but the whole C-suite level in organizations and even trickling down further down in organizations.
I know you mentioned that some executives use the information to their own advantage. So to what extent is this insider trading?
Yes, some people are saying that it's close to insider trading or it can lead to insider trading. So I'm not aware of any legal suits against executives that are withholding information, but I have read some research that clearly argues that this is very close to insider trading. And again, it leads to this crisis of trust and all these questions being raised in whether executives are really acting in the best interest of the organizations and the shareholders, or they're just pursuing their self-interest.
Does this lead to damage in the organization itself, or is it just limited to shareholders or society? Does it damage the organization itself?
It damages the organization as well, because the decisions that are made are not the best possible decisions. So as I said, for example, the Bear Stearns or Lehman Brothers collapses. One of the main elements of this collapse is being identified is that executives made too risky decisions. So in a sense that executives are engaging in a behavior that is not leading to long-term benefits for the organization. And in the worst case, it can have very detrimental effects.
Executive performance-based pay has recently been in the headlines in Australia because of a Commonwealth Bank CEO pay. But in the United States, the CEO of a large bank called Wells Fargo recently gave up his bonus because of a scandal. You could say that that executives are aware of the pressure around the performance system, and they take or not take their pay responding to the pressures of society. So you could say that the executives are socially sensible in some way. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I generally believe that executives are not worse people than generally people in other situations. They're just reacting to the incentives that they're put in place. So my view is actually that we need to reform the whole system, and that starts with reforming corporate law to address the issue that businesses are there to increase shareholder value. Includes addressing other elements of the whole system, such as recruitment and the criteria that are used in current recruitment practices for executives, such as HR practices, even business education, so on. So executives are not, you know, they're not worse people than we are, or not more opportunistic or self-interested than anybody else. They're just reacting to the incentives that are into the system in which they operate. So I think that when executives willingly give up their bonuses, this is, in a sense, they're trying to demonstrate some kind of a commitment, but it's not really addressing the problem. Even if they give up their bonuses, they still have all their options and shares that they will be able to sell at a certain point of time. They're not giving up those. So it's a very small token. What I'd like to see is much more in-depth discussion of whether these performance-based payments are really needed. And obviously this is not going to come from executives themselves, because they have no advantage of starting this discussion. I mean, I've read one or two articles that are citing executives who are saying, look, I don't do my job because I know I'll be paid so much. I do my job because I'm intrinsically motivated, because I really want to do good for this company. I really want to contribute. So we have to go back to that understanding that intrinsic motivation is really, really important. And the problem with variable performance-based payment is that it actually decreases intrinsic motivation. It crowds out intrinsic motivation.